Time now for the KSL In-Depth. It's been 4 weeks since KSL first told you about the support for Gunnison's police chief after he was diagnosed with stage 4 melanoma. People in Gunnison and surrounding central Utah towns held fundraisers for the past month for Chief Trent Halliday. Dan Daly of Gunnison says they didn't know how much money they'd eventually receive.
We put together, as you know, with that auction about 3 weeks before we did it, on a Thursday night, and 10 days before Christmas, we was a little worried whether timing was right, but we were planning for about 500 people, and we had just about double that show up. The items that people donated was just crazy, and they come in right up till the time we started the auction. Raised just a little over $100,000, and for this little area, that's a lot. People were charitable, very charitable. We live in a great place here in central Utah.
Mike Wanner helped set up some of the fundraisers.
I mean, from the very beginning, from, you know, we started with a committee of seven, and it grew into 50 in a quick hurry. Community just stepped up to help in that way. The donors were amazing. The businesses, I can't say enough about the businesses and the people that came out and donated items. I mean, it just kept rolling in. 50% of it, at least, was unsolicited. We're very pleased with that. And then, you know, obviously the night of, auction items went for very generous amount more than what they might have been worth and what we expected, I should say.
Daly says the people from Salina, Richfield, and Manti all stepped up. He says the money will help with treatment costs.
And just the other things that people don't think about, you know, the motels while they're up north getting treatment and feeding your family at restaurants all the time. And just there's a lot of costs that people don't. This won't near be enough, but it's a good start.